that's what it is, though. You just don't got the headphones in.
Yeah, I don't got the headphones in.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Now, I understand what it is, though, now.
Yeah.
But I can hear
but
you.
But I'm coming nice through now. Enough. Like, can you turn me up before you drop
it? I don't have that on.
I'm talking about when you edit it.
Put a little pause in there, be like, womp womp. Nah, we ain't had them yet. We gonna get there though. We gonna fucking get there. How I sound on the mic?
You good?
I'm good on the mic and shit.
Yeah, I need
yes, yes. But yes, this is another episode of Dope Made with Love. Mm-hmm. I am the neighborhood love dealer. I'm gonna take some of this reverb out. Sound like Team Pain on the track. We just up in this motherfucker. We got Eda Mogul in here, man. And he is here to stay. I put a motherfucking APB out on his ass. I found him. I got him. We caught him. Shout out to the listeners. We had a high demand on where he at. Every time we drop an episode, our numbers go up. If it's featuring Eda Mogul, the man with the most understanding. No. Say what's up to the listeners, man. They missed you, man.
It's good, y'all. Y'all know it's Eda Mogul, the man with the most understanding in the building. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? You know, I'm feeling great. It's a good vibe, you know. I ain't got no complaints. I'm back. That's all it is to it.
I ain't gonna lie, we've been pre-gaming, y'all. Yeah. We were motherfucking pre-gaming all out here.
Straight out the bottle.
Straight out the bottle, man. Straight out the bottle. My shit on chill. I've been having my shit in a freezer for about a good 47 minutes.
Yeah.
Good. The bottle was $4.77, so I had it in the freezer for 47 minutes. And I'm feeling good. About to fire that shit up, man.
It's in the air.
It's in the air, man. It's definitely in the air, man. We was talking about that Will Smith shit. Dave Chappelle got ran up on.
What's up
like,
with comedians?
Come on, Dave Chappelle.
Not safe.
What the fuck is going on with your man, Chappelle?
The comedian's not safe these days, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It went from niggas can't say shit to niggas getting attacked, you know?
Yeah.
But you can't run up on Chappelle. You feel me? He not gonna Chris Rock with you. He ain't gonna brush it off, make it a joke, keep the show going. He gonna try with your ass. You see buddy arm. His arm was facing the sky. You know what I'm saying? That's not how your elbow was supposed to go.
I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't listen to it. I mean, not listen to it. I couldn't watch it to see the. I heard it was a KFC chicken wing involved.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely was. I'm talking about the end piece too.
Yes, yeah. Man. I couldn't tell you. I can't tell you what's going on with that. But I just know it was brutal. It went down, so don't play with Dave Chappelle. You know, he from the borderline of DC on Silver Spring. So he about that life, you know. He called a body.
The nigga had a weapon on him. He had a gun with a knife at the front. But the gun it's not a gun, it shoots out a knife, you know, and it could be, you know, very damaging if you got to that point, you know what I'm saying? And if you ask me, if you pulling up like that, and you running down on niggas like that with them intentions you got, then you got what you deserve, buddy. It's simple. You ain't die, though. You had intentions of killing somebody, you ain't die, but that arm, hey. You might got
I think I heard a clip when I did hear Dave Chappelle was I could have killed him.
Yeah. He stuck with that chicken wing. That's all right.
Hey, let me get a 3-piece chicken wing, mama sauce, salt, pepper, french fries.
You blessed.
On the Dope Made with Love show, you know what I'm saying? We don't condone violence. Mm-hmm. We definitely enforce protection amongst your discretion. It's a personal decision, you know, how you feel you need to protect yourself. But in this climate of stand-up comedians getting run up on, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And it's safe to say Dave Chappelle did what he had to do, and the people around him had to do what they had to do. It was some talk that it might have been a couple of celebrities in the background getting they stomps out too. It was like some Menace to Society shit, you know.
You know, that was probably the best on camera. You see black people whipping somebody's ass and nobody got in trouble shit in a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't never look at it like that.
If you look at the incident, you can see in the back it's like six dudes whipping on buddy, like stomping them and all that. Nobody caught charges but Slim. Like, he ain't trying to talk to all y'all. Charges.
Yeah, fuck the bullshit.
Huh?
Ain't nobody catch no charges yet. I don't know. That was a demolished.
They walk this
somebody got punished. It's gonna be some civil shit going on. It somebody gonna find a loophole, but morally, based on the principalities, should nobody catch no charges. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I got a lot of questions behind it. Not a lot of questions, because you know I'm trying to mind my business as much as possible. Question for the listeners, and first of all, shout out to the listeners. What's up, man? We just jumped all into it. I told y'all we was pre-gaming a little bit. Shout out to Anchor for always allowing us to come on this platform. We were just so excited. I was just so excited. Fuck the bullshit. I was so excited. I got my man on. You know, the ink ain't even dry yet. I had to get him on a goddamn line and get this thing started. However it may sound, he's here. You know what I'm saying? We're making it work. I'm making it work. So if my little thing is a little bit too much for you guys, just deal with it. Because you've been dealing with it. And you love it when he's on the line. So shout out to Anchor. Shout out to the listeners. And we've been seeing them numbers going up.
Oh, thank you.
Just hope it's not an old head trend to try to go viral, you know? Because Dave Chappelle was definitely on Hot 97. Did you see that?
When?
Oh, yesterday. He was, man, his first interview was with fucking Ebro. That's when I was almost like, hold up.
But that's all right, but let's slow down. Because I think Dave Chappelle, he's a real relationship-based nigga. So I don't know what their relationship may be, but he don't care for working for what the culture care for him working for, or clicking up with. He don't care for what the culture think. He gonna stick to what he know. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you with the Ebro hold up, cause Ebro that nigga, you know,
he be reaching sometimes, man. This nigga, man.
Ebro is known for being out of pocket.
A little out of pocket.
You know. So, you know, why go there? But maybe he wanted the type of questions Ebro was going to ask. Because if you go to the Breakfast Club or something like that, it's a different dynamic than if you on Ebro Jones, High 97, you know what I'm saying? He going to come with some shit where he trying to fuck you over a little bit, and he asking what you got going on. I think Dave at this point in his career where he rolling with the punches for excitement. What you got for me, you know?
I mean, do he need it, though?
It's not about what he need right now. It's about, because he got it, though. He a giant. It's about now.
Not to say he could have avoided if this thing was really, you know, really happened the way we were led to believe it happened, but God damn, man. It's just, I thought everybody was on alert.
Well, if you think about it, he got a special dropping soon. So, after getting tackled on stage, it's genius to go on a press run.
But do he need it, though?
What you mean?
It's not, Chappelle, he's still not about what, off the LGBT
it's
shit.
It's not about what he need right now. It's just about what makes sense.
Makes sense. And we're talking about the motherfuckers who's making it make sense nowadays. You're right.
It just makes sense, you know? That Dave Chappelle,
can you hear my cup in the background?
Yeah, I do. It's good aesthetic, though. Let it run.
It's good shit?
It's good aesthetic, yeah.
All right, bad. I mean, because I don't want the listeners to think that I'm pretending like I don't hear the shit, you know?
Nah, it's live and clear.
I'm on one, man. I'm on one, man. Like I said, I miss the goddamn listeners. I miss you, man. We got a lot of catching up to do, man.
We active.
So. We active. We've activated.
Straight out the bottle.
Straight out the bottle, man.
Active.
Cinco de Mayo was yesterday.
It was.
And that's why we did a show on the 6th.
Yeah. 6 de Mayo.
6 de Mayo. Who does the name? Should that be the name of the show?
Oh, this no.
6 de Mayo. Fuck you talk about.
6 de Mayo.
6 de Mayo. You know what I'm saying? Because where I'm at, I ain't, you know. I love all my listeners. Trust me, I seen the analytics. I know they always like, this bitch always talk about some analytics. But I seen the
them numbers make sense. Like that.
And Brazil was in there. So, I don't know. But for real, you know what I heard, though? I always hear this, though. My friends, we from D.C. So, my homies, my compadres from up there, uptown, 14th Street, on that back end, 13th Street up there, Columbia Road, all up in there. They said, for real, they don't even be celebrating that.
Because it's an American holiday.
It's some Americanized shit that we have, you know, incorporated into our lifestyle.
Used to get lit.
Speaking of incorporating into our lifestyle, like, do you appreciate the black taco?
I've been seeing some stuff on that recently. I'm still confused about it.
I mean, it's all cool when, you know what I'm saying, we whip it up and we might, you know what I'm saying, grab a couple items out the grocery store, might do a little taco night for the kids or for ourselves, you know what I'm saying? But are we taking it to another level with the tacos, and are we not staying in our lane? Because sometimes when I get like chicken tacos from my people, my black people, it's still be giving soul foodish.
I think that's our lane, because
that really a taco?
Yeah, but I think it's beautiful when you mix cuisines, but you add your own spin to that cuisine. Because if you think about it, the tacos we've been doing, like, growing up and all that shit, where we just, you know, you throw some ground beef in the motherfucking pan, you get the ground beef all brown and shit, and you do that with the cheese, tomatoes, and the lettuce, and you might throw something on top of that, like a little sauce. But like, we was making some Taco Bell shit, so for us to, you know, put our own spin on that shit, and now we got the tacos with the all this crazy shit in it, that's originality. I fuck with it.
I'm sorry. I wasn't being general.
I'm
in the Midwest
right now. We real live growing up, you know.
I'm in the Midwest. They didn't come from that. They wasn't raised around the Hispanic community. So their idea of tacos, and no offense, because I'm not even gonna lie, when I first came through, When I first stepped on the scene in the Cleveland area, I was at a house party, jumping ass house party. It's after hours spot. God damn, that motherfucker was jumping. I started looking around, and I started seeing a lot of people with the little mini Dorito bags.
He needs to eat
the ranch.
Cheese it.
The ranch or the nacho, and with a fork hanging out of it, eating inside of Dorito bags with a fork. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? They're like, it's a walking taco.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. But then when you get to, you know, one yourself, after the thrill of being from out of town is gone, you look at it, you're like, nigga, this is some motherfucking beef with some shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
The same shit you just explained. with some shredded lettuce, some sour cream, some cheese, just some basic shit, and chips.
Convenience.
Same thing as like going to 7-Eleven and they put the little chili cheese in the Doritos. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You motherfuckers used to do that. Or still do. It's not really chili or cheese.
Nope.
7-Eleven. But we're not going to talk about that because sometimes they hit, depending on what it's hitting on in your bank account or your after the club, you know? But
sometimes just because it's just there, you know? It's just there.
It depends, though. Cause
I say sometimes.
Sometimes. You're right. But that's my experience. When I go to Chipotle, at least back home, I know that I can go to at least one or two or three or seven Chipotles, and it's somebody from Hispanic descent that's in the kitchen cooking, at least cooking the chicken, the franchise chicken from Chipotle. You know what I'm saying? That's from that descent or great grandparents from there. But not up here. It's black people in there. They it's the fat ass sloppy burritos. You know what I'm saying? They too zesty. They too salty. And I ain't trying to be just too much, too hard on our people. But I think sometimes we just need to stay in our lane. I think quarantine gave us too much exposure to other cultures. And we all just try to infuse shit. And it was just too much, you know? Midwest food mixed with Indian food. It's just too much. Nigerian tacos. You know what I'm saying? It was just too much.
I'm expecting
wings.
I'm going to agree to disagree.
Okay, go ahead, shoot it. Go ahead, shoot.
I'm just agree to disagree because, like I said, I think we understand when blending cuisines goes too far. We get that. Even if it's natural culture, we get
but
that.
But you know, I'm in the Midwest.
I get that situation.
I'm in all American
West. As I like to say,
go ahead.
As I like to say, that situation of circumstance.
Yeah.
So, what you're going through specifically is not what it is, you know? And I threw
a whole plate of Chinese food away the other day, but we're going to get into the Asian part. I don't want to go there, but go ahead. Do you, my bad.
I just think that when you blend cuisine and stuff like that, you create some good ass food. Like out here, we got something called jerk at night, and it's basically like Hispanic Caribbean cuisine. You feel what I'm saying?
No, that shit is lit. And that shit is lit. And let me just go ahead and let you talk.
I'm good. I'm basically done now. Like, I'm just saying, like,
I'm gonna let you talk because I've officially changed my license over to Ohio. So I can't, you know what I'm saying? So from the listener standpoint,
I gotta let you
highlight the city of, you know, District of Columbia, because there's so much diversity though. And I miss it.
It ain't about location. I'm just speaking on.
It's all about location.
It's not really about location, because you can find some out there. You could be like,
no, damn. No. Listen,
you can find some out there, and you could be
Jamaican food.
It's the spot that I've been looking for. You can run into some shit like that.
No, no, no.
It's anywhere.
No, no. I ordered Jamaican food, Caribbean.
In the wrong spot. That's what it sounds like.
No.
I've been here a year and a half
because I've been searching two spots. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about the food that I am basing it off of. It's just the people that are here.
It's about who preparing it. I know what you're saying.
They're just not migrated here. You know what I'm saying? It's cold here. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
They ain't here. They just not here.
You might
here.
Have to travel,
they
you might
are
travel
here.
A little more for the east. You might have to drive an hour out right quick.
And if they are here, they definitely third generation, fourth generation. You see what I'm saying? So it's not really, you know, big mom, like how we was kind of talking when we was pregame, and Big Mama gone, you feel me? In all areas, in all spectrums of the race.
Yeah.
It's not just a Black Mama, Big Mama gone.
So it's a new generation.
Mommy gone, you know what I'm saying? Mima gone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's crazy though. You see what I'm saying? It's like, damn, as I'm talking about it now, I'm thinking about it like, damn. Mima gone. All that, man. that Dominican, and you know, I heard some, or I was listening to a podcast, and they was talking about how they be up in the Bronx, and they used to being outside, and it'll be people out there, the elders out there that will force food, or somebody was always cooking outside, some authentic stuff. Now it's up there, it's just pure like just real estate, and you know, everything in real life is becoming like an Instagram post, you know.
Yeah, they're removing the reality.
For an Instagram picture, you know what I'm saying?
They're removing the reality and the culture behind shit.
Yeah, man.
That's for sure.
That's why I have to, you know, push. That's why we have to push ourselves to what's left of our reality that we remember and we have experiences with, to get on these platforms, whether or not we benefit monetarily behind it or get famous behind it. We still have to find a way to get this shit out, because we gonna get winged out one day, and all this shit is gonna be fucking dinosaurs, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's gonna develop in the way it's supposed to.
So this needs to be a time capsule. This is our time capsule. I'm trying to find a way to be in a time capsule.
I think we just lost the art of passing shit down.
Yeah.
You know, like we say, like, it's around that time where the generations of the grandmas and the meemaws are like fading out.
And look at our cousin. Our cousin, you know.
The important thing is, 36
years old, she a grandmother.
The important thing today is, like, you gotta pass down the culture of your family, because everything now is on Instagram and all that shit. So you're not gonna get it from the outside world. You're not gonna get it from most communities as much, where you be like, oh, this is my people. Like,
well, especially if nobody is. I'm sorry to cut you off, but especially if no one is trying to keep the glue of the family together that was left, like we was talking about earlier. You know.
Yeah.
So that's definitely important. That's why that's important.
The biggest part, man.
Like the cousins are the elders now.
You know, the biggest thing we've struggled with for the longest time is not understanding the cloth, right? They always say, like, the reason why black people so misguided is because we don't understand where we come from. And I think our way of doing that today, because we got to adjust to everything, it's by understanding where we come from through our family. That becomes our culture. You know, we go out and we see our people and stuff like that, and we mess with them. That becomes our culture too. But it starts with that family. Like, your family teach you certain things about how we move. And when that shit not getting passed down, we getting our culture taught to us from social media. That ain't the best place.
And we also have to, for people that may not have that structure of family growing up, that, you know, from their biological family, because I am a product of that, I am adopted, is we still need families who are biologically connected to be the example for us, you know what I'm saying? Because they are the hope. Because I know it's probably somebody that's like, well, I don't know my family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit don't apply to me. You know, it's always going to be somebody like that.
We've definitely heard that before.
But we have to treat people as humans, because we are one. You know what I'm saying? We get so engulfed in labels and titles that we tend to justify what really is. And what we really need, people, like, we need each other regardless of who we are connected to. Like, if I don't have any type of story to resonate with you, we are still connected. You know what I'm saying?
Sex.
I still need you. And not in the sense of I need you, like I can't live without you or whatever you can provide for me, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever that I could provide for myself by helping you, you know what I'm saying? Because some people thrive off of helping others, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we have to figure out a way to eliminate the labels, because I think that's something that holds us back as well, and being able to adjust the label of what we look like, what color we are, you know, what background, you know what I'm saying?
Even the name on the relationship too.
Just the name of the role, you know what I'm saying? The roles that we play. Because even if, by you even mention role, as a lesbian that plays the dominant role in the relationship, that not just plays it, but that's what I funnel my identity as in the community. I dress like a guy, so I mirror my identity as the dominant role in relationship. I'm attracted to feminine women. But at some point in time, as you get older, you know, or not just older, but wiser, or you may have a different perspective on how you would like to be treated sometimes. Because if you come from a place of understanding, you could sometimes, in my position, you can sometimes overstand what a man feels like when he feels as though all he has to do is provide for a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, that's what a man feel like. When he always feel like he gotta protect and provide and be on point. Cause I've been in situations where, though, my relationship dynamic has, you know, I've been triggered by that. Cause sometimes I want to get taken care of, especially when you're dealing with another woman that can take care of herself.
All right. So with that said, right, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was thinking about something the other day, right? And it wasn't just off of my initial thought. I was watching a podcast. I can't remember which one off the top. Maybe I could come back around to it. But off of that, right? Off of you realizing that. Somebody on the podcast was talking about it, right? They said that when it comes to the black man and the whole topic of protecting black women today, right? A black man could be caught on video around something that's happening to the black man, I mean the black woman. And if he don't do anything, or if he just minding his business, the social media, all them, internet gonna go crazy off the fact that he was standing there. Or what? Why he just sitting there? He sees going on, you know what I'm saying? And not saying that whether that's wrong or right, but as much as we pushing and running the narrative home of protect black women, and really, most times, 9 times out of 10, it's a lot of black men still doing that. But we're not really pushing the narrative of protect black men. You feel what I'm saying? Because when we put in a position like you just said that we most times get put into, you know, even off of a situation that someone else may create, there's not enough conversation about, oh well, when I'm out with you, let's both think consciously to protect each other,
right?
Rather than it just being protect black women. And like I said, I fully support protect black women. But when he brought it, well, I forget who, I'm gonna get with y'all, but I forget who it was. But when you brought up, you notice we always get held accountable day in, day out, 24 hours a day, which I don't mind. But when it comes to situations where black men are on the burner, black women be like, oh, either men ain't shit, or I knew this, or, you know, that whole brand.
When I hear the topic of protection between, well, it's different sectors of protection. We always need to protect ourselves in all forms. You know what I'm saying? When I say all forms, like I said before, whatever you feel that you need to do, whatever you feel you need to do to protect yourself, however you feel you need to protect your life and those around you, that's your prerogative. You know what I'm saying? But how I feel when I hear the back and forth argument between black men should protect black women, And I also hear the argument of women don't protect other women. You know what I'm saying? I kind of disconnect from that because I have a different outlook on protection. Okay. So when I think of protection, I don't think of protection. You see what I'm saying? I'm on another wave. I feel as though if I need to focus on, keyword focus, if I need to focus on protection, then I also need to understand and be aware that I'm attracting being unsafe.
Exactly. I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? But, so if I have to worry about protection, then I also have to worry about not being safe. But if I don't worry about being safe, then what do I need protection from?
Can we talk about your partner? Like, you could be on the right path of attraction. But let's say you for partner, because we know y'all don't want to get deep because the relationship and shit, a lot of that shit, all that shit, some of that shit go left because your partner is attracting something different.
So
in the situation of where that's where you gotta choose your partner wise.
And when he say your partner, he's saying your, but it's really y'all, because when y'all connect as one, you're one. You know what I'm saying? When y'all procreate or involve yourself in soul ties and emotional attachments, you become what that other person is if you allow that person to be dominant, you know?
They're the same space, so eventually it's going to be the same vibration. So, but this is what I'm saying. If your partner is on that type of, if you good with this shit and you like, I ain't tracking that, you definitely got to reevaluate, but not just from self.
And can I mention something real quick?
Hold on, let me.
Go ahead.
You got to see what your partner on sometimes too, because it ain't always you that's making that energy be around you. Your partner might see you as I finally got a person who gonna protect me, and I finally this motherfucker thought they could play with me. It could be an energy they carrying with them, because you ain't on that time, but they bringing that shit to y'all too. You go ahead though.
And what I wanted to kind of highlight with that, because sometimes when we get to talking about attraction and energy and all of that, some people can be confused because we're starting to be, how can I put it? I don't want to say program, because program is so like, not everyone is sheep, you know what I'm saying? Some people are really genuinely seeking information, and sometimes we can get just caught up in new information, you know? But we can, how can I put it? I'm trying to word it without being like, you know, too much. We can definitely, I almost lost my train of thought. Help me out there.
I didn't know where you was going with it, but I was just.
What I was saying before.
I was just explaining how.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. When he was saying about the energy and how we correlate to women, it's the same thing how you can be around women a lot. Like maybe it's your homegirl, your friend, or your partner, and y'all cycles turn out to be the same week. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes women can hang out with each other and their cycles may, link up together.
Or some shit like that.
You see what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. It's the same thing. Sometimes we separate. That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes we hear different words, but we think it's like a separation. But it's really like the same thing. So I try to break it down to a simplest form just in case someone who may not be in tune with the lingo. You know what I'm saying? It's just as simple as that. When you're dealing with someone, you hanging around, you can internalize their energy and what they got going on just because you may be just be in the flow, you know? You may not be in control of what's going on. You're in control of your feelings, but you just sometimes you can be such at a flow that someone else who has a dominant spirit can come through and just, you know, take control over the situation.
The space, and you just adopt that shit.
Yeah, you just adapt to it without knowing, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's important for you to just you always have to be present in the moment. You know, that's what I was saying, listeners. I wanted to really get that out. So I didn't mind if I stumbled a little bit, because that's how fucking real we are on the Dope Made with Love show. And this is the motherfucking Dope Made with Love show. I got Eda Mogul with us. And I'm just excited. The man with the most understanding. And he always give me a chance to get it on point. And I'm just excited, man. I'm glad that you're here. And we gonna get this shit together, man.
Always. You know what you want to talk about, Meg and Tori, or we gonna wait?
Oh, okay. We can end it off with a bang.
Cause we was gonna, you know what I'm saying? I was gonna get to that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wait. I don't know what you wanna do.
It's an hour show, you know what I'm saying? We kick it back and forth. What you wanna talk?
It's gonna be longer than 45 minutes. I'm gonna tell you that.
Oh no, it's unlimited. Everything that we do is magical. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, I'm gonna do something on wax right now. Cause I did a little rough draft on this little logo app shit, but I got this acronym for magical, and I'm gonna pop out with it, and that shit is gonna be tough. That shit is tough, man. That shit came to my mind, and it's an acronym. It's gonna be everywhere. We just got a lot of shit going on. Bam is definitely still bamming. You know what I'm saying? By any means necessary. And that's why we keep hopping on here, because by any means necessary, we going to keep pressing through.
It's by any means elevation brand.
Huh?
By any means elevation brand.
Oh, yeah. Talk your shit then. Giving alley-oops.
When you get me right, you got to look me up right. You know what I'm saying? By any means elevation brand.
By any means. You know what I'm saying? That was like the segue, though.
You did.
By any means, and that's how you came through. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How you lifted it with that. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever be afraid Don't ever be afraid to be corrected, listeners. You know what I'm saying? You always got to humble yourself. You know what I'm saying?
And also,
that's what we showing y'all. We showing also, y'all camaraderie.
Don't ever,
you know what I'm saying,
afraid,
how we work through.
Don't ever be afraid to correct. Because a lot of people I'm gonna just let it.
Oh yeah, I know. I've had a passive aggressive stage.
If that's your brand, you ain't gotta be aggressive about it. You ain't gotta be rude about it.
Mm-hmm.
But let you know that people looking for the wrong thing. That's, you know, talk.
Preach. I've had that stage. I went through that stage, man, when I just was letting too much slide.
Yeah, you know, I didn't went
you
through.
Know?
That's why I'm at where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm. But Meg,
all right.
Pick
up the bottle, because it's
straight out the bottle. I mean,
straight out the bottle.
It's more the way the bottle's sweating, it's more tears on this bottle than I saw in that interview. What's up? Talk about it.
Come on.
Talk about it.
Hold up. I didn't watch the girl shit.
La, 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 la.
Watch the girl shit. This is what I feel at this point.
That was the meat and potatoes.
I'm gonna get to it. I haven't watched it yet because I feel like at this point we way too invested to not know nothing. The girl shit is gonna make us more invested. Know nothing.
Dale had to catch her at dinner or something. That seemed like a dinner play.
No, that's a management play.
Something of the two. Management must have caught her at dinner.
Management thinking strategically as far as the court go, because what did R. Kelly do before he got sentenced?
I don't know.
Or before he went into the courts, he went to Gail. Gail going to Gail kind of. You know.
Damn, okay.
Dust off your feathers a little bit.
Rewind that back, because I'm going to do a little edit on that. Say that again.
One time for the followers and one time for our listeners. But listen, what I'm saying is, if you remember, R. Kelly went to Gail. Case was in Dorrance during his trial, when his case was at trial and shit. R. Kelly went to Gail. play, you know, whatever role he had to play. I'm not saying Meg Lionel, she wrong or anything. I'm saying we don't know enough. But what I'm saying, what you going to do,
you benefit to plead out
the trial on, and I'm not saying she chose to do it. I'm saying it's a management play. They sending you to Gail because Gail going to dust you off a little bit, and she going to make you, you know what I'm saying? She going to give you that end of like, okay, I get your side. This is what nobody's seeing. I get your side. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, like, again, I don't know who wrong or right, but I just know the patterns. I don't know who wrong.
Hey, Meg.
But I just know the
patterns. Hey, Meg, was you fucking Tory?
Hey, how long it take her to answer?
Was you fucking Tory, though?
Kiki.
You know your little spirit animal. You remember when he posted that?
You get the laugh.
That y'all was spirit animals. That was your spirit animal.
It's not a laughable situation. She get the laughing and shit though, huh?
Who was laughing?
Meg, right? Didn't she laugh at all when she asked if she fucked Tori?
Oh,
she,
yeah.
That all?
She was giving a little kiki.
Yes, I see.
Like, what? I'm like, hold on. Come on now. Come on now.
Right.
Don't act like you wasn't feeling my like I say, what I kept saying, my Leo, that's my 727 brethren.
I know, that's your man.
That's my Leo. We got the same birthday. I watched this nigga, you know what I'm saying, climb the Fillmore people up to the top motherfucking ceiling and shit.
I never seen it. You showed me that video.
Please tell the people.
Back then, social media wasn't even popping like that.
It wasn't even popping, dog. All I had was video. I wish I had still had all them phones.
Yeah,
I think I had
right up on your phone.
If social media, I was like the queen of like pulling up my phone with footage. Like I had all the footage.
You had Tory Lanez. This nigga was in the crowd. The crowd, y'all. He had this nigga had the crowd lift him up to the beam of the top stairwell case where the people above was standing there. Imagine the club, you got the floor, then you got above where you got the fence to keep you from going off, and they turned up upstairs. He had the crowd below lift him up to the beam. This nigga climbs the beam, he climbs up to the top crowd, puts the mic to his mouth and starts singing the song, turning up.
Going ham. This nigga ASAP Ferg on the stage looking like, what the fuck?
Damn. This nigga Tory's entertaining. He is. But, back to the situation.
At hand. I just, you know, boys, I don't know who did boys, what was who.
You know, we don't know shit.
But all I need to understand is, why is you going to urgent care? What type of boss bitch like you going to urgent care after you getting shot in the foot? Oh, I wish I had some sound effects. Pause. Let me let that just pause, because I'm going to insert some shit right there. Boom. Come on now. And the Bodines went for that, though. As many guns that, you know, gunshots that Bodine see. You know what I'm saying? That's the police. We call them Bodines. In my little day in D.C., we call them the Bodines. But the police. Come on, then the doctors had to tell you. After you tried, you said awesome. Rest in peace to George Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you try to say you try to protect Tory from getting shot from the police, and then at first that's what you said, that's what you tweeted.
She's still on the Meg interview, so she's standing by that.
But in the interview you said you was trying to protect all y'all from getting shot.
You did say all y'all.
If we gonna pay attention to details, because lawyers get literal, you see what I'm saying? Call me what you want, listeners, you feel me? And I don't know, I'm not primary.
Y'all know what she doing.
I know what she doing. I ain't seen man out of 10.
Y'all know
Man of the Teardrop. That was Love and Hip Hop Tears.
He doing shit too though. Like it's both ends. That's what I'm saying. Like
this I'm saying, I don't know who shot who.
This is why I said motherfuckers too invested, because we don't know nothing. Them niggas both on narrative. Like
yeah, we don't know shit.
Music. She dropping interviews.
Let us all say we don't know shit, please.
Exactly. You know, just love on yourselves.
Let it be known that we loving on ourselves and talking about shit that we don't know about. It's okay. Not internalizing it. We want to sleep with it. But we definitely got a different point of view than a lot of people that's having the same narrative and falling for this fake shit like it's real shit when you don't really know the real shit.
Don't get too invested, man.
Because what if the best friend really shot the bitch? Tori was laughing at the hoe. Dance, bitch. Why that bitch, that you know, really danced at her? Hit her with the pop, pop, pop. You know what I'm saying?
That just all sound bad, though. Just...
And then I can't, you know, I'm going to say this little nigga did it because I'm really salty because he fucked my, you know what I'm saying? I'm really salty because he was fucking both of us and he was probably on some Leo ego shit because I'm a reformed Leo. I ain't the same. The Leo that I knows that could be Leos, I know some Leos. I ain't nothing like them no more. I grew some things, but I know. I ain't saying I'm separated, yeah. But I know the bite. I just know how to turn it into some other shit. I'm an alchemist, you know what I'm saying? But I know the bite of a Leo because I'm a Leo, you know what I'm saying? And I'm an emotional Leo.
I was born
11/41 and 9/7/27. I'm on the cusp. Cancer season just ended. I'm right here, so I know how I could go, but yeah. But I can't ride on my homegirl because that's my bitch, because she probably knows some things, you know? It be a lot. And then Hollywood is real. They made Martin look like a fat bitch. Big Mama. They made Marlon Wayans and Sean Wayans look like white bitches. I can't believe I can't fall for this shit.
They got it so focused on, that's what I'm saying. They got it so focused on this shit on Big Mama.
Yeah, I can't allow myself. You know, so I can kiki with the, you know, for the heart of it, but man. Not for the heart of it, but the for the shits of it, but I can't, I don't know, because I don't know. And I just wanted to be understood that I know that I don't know, but I'm gonna talk shit because we spread the love and we drop gems. And I know y'all fucking with us, and it's the Dope Made with Love show, and it's the Neighborhood Love Dilla. Hey, and I be slanging that shit, and I got the man with the most understanding.
Hold on.
We got the packs.
Before we outro, right? And get into our affirmations and all of that.
Oh yeah.
Can we talk about math? Cause I ain't get what you were saying about Joe and math.
Math Hoffa?
Yeah.
First of all, shout out to Math Hoffa on the low.
I fuck with you, man.
I fuck with Math Hoffa.
What was you got going on over there in the barbershop?
I fuck with Philly. On the Most High, you know what I'm saying? I'm adopted.
Productive conversation. Like,
so Battle Rap, you know, I was always on that Philly wave. I got introduced to Battle Rap.
Shout out $1 million for game. Shout out, don't call me girl.
Come on, let me get my shit out, though. Oh, yeah, they Philly niggas, too, but let me get my shit out.
Go ahead, I'm just going with you.
I got introduced to Battle Rap, you know, on some Philly shit, so... I fuck with Mav Hoffa. I ain't really, you know... I caught him on some MTV2 type shit. One time, and you know, but the podcast, I fuck with him. You know, I just think he doing some things that's turning me off a little bit. But I fuck with SO and Heineken. But I'm there for bigger.
You being
I fuck with bigger. That you nigga bigger.
You listen, y'all. She be invested. That's why she, you know, that's why.
That's because I don't comment or talk about, you know what I'm saying?
I
give niggas a fair chance, so I don't skim through niggas shit and then have a reaction or a comment, you know? All his shit, I love his point
Speaking
of view.
Speaking of Joe, right?
Because he on the pathway to enlightenment. But
Speaking
he just,
of Joe.
His pineal gland still calcified, that's all.
Speaking of Joe, right? You dog and hopper. You told me you
know about man. Joe Pinot Glen calcified too, man.
No. Okay, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, I agree. Speaking of Joe, right? I'm saying, like, when it comes to the Hoffa shit, what was the issue with that situation for you? Because you did mention that earlier.
I just ain't like that, how he shut my man bigger down when he was referencing the Bible. They asked him who was the first man who, not the first, they was talking about on the topic, and I'm paraphrasing, but they were speaking on the topic, who was the first person that was acknowledged as like having a crazy idea, you know what I'm saying, that people thought were crazy.
Right.
And they were mentioning people like Steve Jobs and, you know, the Elon Musk and things like that. But, you know, bigger come from a different dimension.
For sure.
So he gonna take it to the Bible. So he was like Noah. But soon as he jumped from Noah, soon he said Noah, Math deliberately shut him down. Like, no, bigger, we ain't going there today. No, we ain't rough. We talking about, but he was right. Like, the first man, like, everybody thought Noah was crazy for thinking God told him to build an ark because the world was going to be flooded. Rain was going to come for 40 days and 40 nights. That's it. But that was just a gripe, a simple gripe, you know?
I know it was going to be simple. You know why? Because Joe, your man's.
Nah, Joe was just, you know... Joe a little zesty. I like zesty Joe.
That's your man.
Because I think Joe, you know, on the low, I think Joe a trade on the low, but that's just me. I don't want to say too much, but.
You think he a what?
I just think Joe would flourish on in DuPont Circle. That's all I'm going to say. And hey, I'm here for it.
Hey, listen. Hey, this is what I'm gonna say, right? I don't got none of that shit is my business.
He stay in DC, don't get it fucked up. He don't come to DC to be on my fucking Brownberry Farms.
Nah,
you feel me?
None of that shit is my business. I don't fuck with the nigga on like that. So, all I'm saying is for the first time, you admit. Yeah, Joe be out of pocket.
What you mean out of pocket?
What'd you say earlier? Why you say you fuck with Charlie? Do you remember what you said?
I don't say you be out of pocket. I definitely said.
You said you fuck with Joe because of the read between the lines shit. Do you remember what you said?
What'd I say, a little zesty?
Nah, you said you fuck with him because. When he going on his rants and shit, right? He got
when I was saying he can be come off as annoying, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, but he purposely, it's like an Easter egg hunt. So he purposely has his eggs within chaos, you know what I'm saying? His information.
But that's the thing. The reason why you love Joe is my whole thing with Joe.
I like conversations. I like having conversations with people that I have to dissect their words.
You ever listen to somebody turn them on and the energy is fucking with you so much that you be like, nah, I'm gonna watch something else. That's the energy Joe give me sometimes.
Not without... Without checking myself,
let me
though.
Let on record. Listen, let me be on record. Like I say, I like Joe. I fuck with Joe. But sometimes when Joe be, like, digging in the motherfuckers, and if you notice, Joe be having to be like, I ain't mean it like that, or he be apologizing a lot. Because he be doing too much.
This with the new co-host? Because
So my thing is, like, the reason why... Joe rubbed me wrong is I know you say he got gems in the bullshit, but it takes that nigga too much. It takes him too much bullshit to get to his gym. So I turned him off before the gym even, you know?
Oh yeah, see, you gotta, it's a mental exercise. Joe Budden is a mental workout.
I get that, but when you
fucks with it, I like mental stimulation.
And how you vibrate and shit, right? When you vibrate in a certain way, you just like, nah.
It's just the art of not letting that motherfucker pierce. It's like an annoying supervisor or manager.
That's a part of that art. A part of not letting a motherfucker pierce is stepping away from the shit.
Not with a motherfucker with information. Viable information.
Nah, that's just facts though. Regardless of how you look at it. A part of not letting a motherfucker pierce you with toxic energy or tension.
Yeah, it's the walk away at the time, but it's always something that makes you come back around for that information.
I like Joe.
It's like a teacher, you know what I'm saying? A professor.
I watch certain Jones. The ones
not to say that he is that, but you know what I mean.
The ones that's for me is for me. The ones that's not, he really, you know, I walk away. Cause
like I feel like Matt Hoffa tries to be that, and he hasn't got all the information yet. I feel like he should sometimes. He needs someone like the nigga Esso right now, because Esso has a lot of information. Esso and Heineken has a lot of information between the two that kind of makes have it balances out the lack of knowledge that Mav has.
Listen, I don't think Mav's trying to do what Joe's doing, because Mav doesn't take the.
He's definitely a blueprint to Mav. Mav has definitely reflected that in admiration. You know what I'm saying?
You might have caught it at certain moments, but I disagree.
No, I'm talking about in their overall. This is like the fourth time Joe Budden's been on it. Third or fourth time.
No. It's not about. How long it's a point of admiration, how many times you've been on there, because if it's great conversation every time you come on and you're a relevant person in the podcast world, your upcoming podcast, it makes sense to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like every time I come on here, it's not about admiration to you. This is about it's great conversation and you bring shit to the table.
No, it's not like overbearing. You know what I'm saying? He ain't
riding. Let me finish. I disagree when you say that Math is emulating Joe. Because
Matt, not emulating Joe, just on that episode with Joe, he definitely toned it down. You see what I'm saying? You see how kind of he allowed Joe Budden to be that Joe Budden, that annoying ass Joe Budden that you don't like on his show.
That makes sense as a podcaster though. That's what's gonna bring the views. It's not about you.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then right after that, it was Hassan Campbell. Like I knew I just had fallen back a little bit because I knew at this time he was on the run with Chasing the Numbers. So I do that for podcasts when they get to it'd be like a pattern.
I would say
they go and
bless you. God bless you.
You heard that?
I did.
I thought I was turning it down.
You couldn't hear it. Keep that in there.
For real?
Yeah, it's authentic, organic.
Oh, is it real?
And blessings in there. So yeah, keep that in.
That's how real it being. Always in threes.
Yeah.
Bless me. Thank you. But yeah, it's always like a pattern of they chase the numbers or a certain guest that helped them build their numbers.
Yeah.
And then it be those authentic interviews.
For sure.
So I understand the pattern. I'm just, you know, because we're going to have to do that too. We're going to have to have some people on here that bring the numbers up and, you know.
Yeah, that's why I was explaining that way. It's a business move because I don't want them to go out and then we think this shit got this narrative about it. And then we
know.
Because it's a part of the podcast business. It's, and niggas do that. Like, you know. He's got a favorite. Like, you think about Black. Be Vlad keep Boosie on the jump.
But did you hear me talking then?
Huh?
Oh, so now I know what the turn down. Did you hear me talking now?
Yeah, I hear you talking.
What about now?
I hear you.
Oh, shit. Fuck it. Oh man, this is the Dope Made with Love show. I'm the neighborhood love dealer. We just raw and authentic, man. I told you, just an audio safe house for real, unapologetic, unconventional, unorthodox conversation. I got my man, Eda Mogul, the man with the most understanding. I am the neighborhood love dealer, slanging it. You can definitely tune in on Amazon Amp. I don't know if I should be promoting, but check us out. Radio show, we're going to drop tomorrow. I'm going to have a little mix in there. Follow the Instagram link, Dope Made with Love. And we just, you know, throwing that shit out on the frequencies. Shout out to Anchor. Always a pleasure. I've been with y'all for 4 years. I made $1.54 and I appreciate it.
What you attracting right now? Don't forget we gotta get the math information.
I'm attracting views. I'm attracting content. I'm attracting creativity. I'm attracting timing. Divine timing. Yeah, some divine timing. And definitely from continuance from our last episode. Shout out to the last episode, which was divine timing. That's divine timing right there. Our last episode that we did that really did a hella numbers before the last one was divine timing. And we doing an ask for something. When I say we're gonna do a segment, it's called Ask for Something, and you ask for peace. And I wanted to bring up something like, you ask for peace, so what you want to ask for this time? Because you seem like you got the peace, but we don't need too much peace and stillness. So it kind of worked out, but we need a sprinkle of some more. So what you want to ask for
This time? I want to ask the universe for love and work, meaning more appreciation and love for what I'm doing, the opportunities I'm creating for myself, for my brand, things like that. Like, I'm investing myself more into that than anything else, you know what I'm saying? Just perfecting my craft and trying to advance forward with things like that, like putting plays together to really make this a generational wealth type of endeavor rather than something to be into for a minute, you know what I'm saying, or for a moment. So yeah, that's what I'm on right about now.
Yes. Love, and I'm gonna ask for some I'm asking for product as well. All my creations come to life, and I'm aligned with something that will manifest into product. And when I say something, me and the creator know what that means. You know what I'm saying? Bless this mic. Bless these ears. Bless the listeners. I'm asking for y'all to continue to supporting us. Y'all been with us since 2018, man. Through the Boost phone, with the still on Wi-Fi, you know what I'm saying? From the library, sitting on the steps and shit, you know? When it was called Mirror Talk.
For sure. Ooh.
It was called Mirror Talk.
Ooh, for the real listeners.
It's called Mirror Talk, y'all. And I ain't put no bread on that. When I started looking, there was a whole rack of people saying they had a Mirror Talk podcast. Mirror Talk. I said, dang. But I ain't say dang like dang. I just knew. But I always knew I always talked that Mirror Talk, because Mirror Talk was real in like my real life. I used to talk to myself in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
It was my first episode, Mirror Talk.
Yeah. I used to make videos. Not just videos, but I used to put it up just as self-evidence. Not just for social media, but just for self-evidence. And talk to myself and encourage myself when I'm living with my parents. You know what I'm saying? and they one bedroom apartment at the time when they retired, and in between they got their house, but they just come in the city. They just got property. You know what I'm saying? And they helping me out so they get on their feet. I said they feet, my feet. You know what I mean?
Loving life.
But yeah. I ain't had no bread for that shit, but then I got Dope Made With Love. And guess what? As of April 26, 2022, I'm officially in the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Trademarked Dope Made With Love. That's mine. That phrase, that's mine. I own that federally. That means across the United States, nobody can use that and profit off of that without my consent. Or collaboration, you know what I'm saying? So I pray on that. That's what I want. I want that to make a lot of money, you know? Don't make with love, we'll make a lot of money. We're gonna profit off of this. So it can build into what we really got going on, and that's that I Love Your Whole Life mission.
Body me.
You know what I'm saying? That buildings and the umbrellas of the BAMs, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Of the greatness plus wealth in the far beyond rubies, you know what I'm saying? And the epic situations and the hope brands, you know what I'm saying? All my little businesses out there, we coming up. Shout out to all the podcasts out there. I be listening to the local joints. I like, you know who I like? I like Dope Call Me White Girl.
Yeah.
You listen to her?
I definitely do.
Man, I love her. She love me, too.
That's one of my favorites, man.
She be pinning my stuff. I be on her live, man. We be connecting in the DM. I really love her.
Yeah,
I love her like I love Meek Mill.
Yeah, I love
her. You know what I'm saying? When I first met Meek, not met Meek Mill. When I first heard of Meek Mill, was around the time when I first met my biological sister, when I first met them after I found out I was adopted. You know what I'm saying? She put me on. So I was anybody that I adapted to that I felt was genuine on some Philly shit, I adapted to them. And it make me feel like as if I grew up in Philly, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm one of 11, you know, that was put up for adoption. You know what I'm saying? Not 11, but I'm at
you was nine. You was almost a motherfucking a regular out there. You was, you know?
Yeah.
You was a citizen out there, John.
You know what I'm saying? So I always adapt to the people on social media. Shout out to this other podcast, you know, I be listening to from out Philly too. It's Keep It 100, R&B. I've been listening to him for a couple years, like even before the pandemic. I fuck with him because I don't know how I ran across his shit. That shit was organic on some Philly shit, just being in that Philly algorithm. Yeah. And he got a podcast and he just be... He like a fly nigga from Philly that got a lot of female friends, and he was like the, I don't want to put his business out there, but he a working man. He was like he the mailman, you know?
Yeah.
He the mailman, you know? So he drinking, you know? He like he run, and he's like an ordinary stand-up nigga on some other shit, you know, if I could think of it outside of the box. And so I always watch his shit, so I just want to support local podcasts, because, you know, not everybody's trying to get a, like a Nikki or somebody on the pod. Niggas got to connect first, you know what I'm saying, locally, and unify from the bottom up and build that foundation, bring that circle together, a powerhouse. So shout out to them, man. I really fuck with Keep It 100 and this other joint, Divine Podcast, Divine Purpose Podcast. It's like a couple's joint. DC drink, yeah. I be watching the podcast, man.
I be on that shit too. I don't know too much, because, you know, I watched, like, you know, Goliath's, like, $1 of Gangs of Time. I want to shout out Don't Call Me White Girl with you too, though, because I think she out here now. She, like, in the DMV area. She, like, even she be in, like, DC or, like, Arlington recording and shit. So, yeah, man. She doing her thing now, and that shit real dope to me. I really fuck with it. We, you know, we on the way. We gonna get some visuals going. Yeah. You know, we gonna have some call-ins and all that shit going too. So
all that shit, man. Yeah. We gonna go visual pretty soon. We gonna get it all set up. You know, I'm in Ohio right now. He in the DIC, in the city, in the district. We getting it all together though. It's there. It's together. It's real nice and neat, man. It's already there. Another podcast real quick I've been listening to. I fuck with Craig Smith podcast.
Oh, I got one. Donnell Rawlins.
Are you fuck with him?
DC nigga.
I know, I go there. I fuck with him sometimes just to, for nostalgia, just to hear the accent.
I would say his podcast is not for everybody. It's real unorthodox. It's real, like, you know, it's real him. But if you get into the way of understanding how he explained things, like you were saying with Joe, like, you will understand, you know, what points he's trying to get across. And like you said, with James, he's trying to drop the shit. Shout out Donnell Rawlins. I fuck with that podcast.
You know what I want before we, like, officially come out, what I wish for our podcast as just like a consumer, because I watch other podcasts, not just to, it's not about like just to see who doing what or what they talking about, because it's never about that. It's just to, you know, you gotta master your craft. And it's some new shit. It's a new wave. So these are the greats that will become greats. This is like hip hop, the beginning of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So I look at certain people, but the one thing I do want, I want to make sure our podcast, just the sound is always good. Especially when they get visual, because sometimes I watch some of these podcasts and some of the mics be low, so you want to turn it up, but then somebody else get to talking, it be real loud. Sometimes I want to watch it be like 2 a.m. I'm in the motherfucking, you know, trying to be, you know, sleep, or she sleep next to me and shit. I'm trying not to wake her up.
Turn it down, turn it up.
You know who used to do that though? Joe Budden do that though.
Yeah.
Like, I know in the beginning of Joe Budden podcast, I gotta like keep it at a minimum of 15. On the TV.
Gilly do it too.
I had to stop, because that shit was, they should be loud.
They be dropping like, they got this shit now where they drop like business segments and they do like,
it's a whole nother, like when they get to the ad, it's a lot of podcasts when they get to the ad, it's a whole nother, because I know they insert that.
Nah, it's not even the ad. Like they got their little ad parts, but they got business segments where It's a different person's interview, but the business segment is like 10 long, and they bring in like, you know, like a real estate investor or
they just insert that motherfucker.
Car investing company shit.
They just edit that shit in.
Yeah, I think that's dope.
And it's another volume, so they not mixing. I want my shit mixed like a Drake album. Fuck that. That's what I want. Ask for anything. I want when Dope Made with Love come out, I want my shit mixed like a Drake album.
Oh, our shit gonna be straight.
Like, shit, I want the best of the best. That's what I'm stalling for. I ain't just trying to pop out. Pop out because it's time to pop out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about that I got it because I got it. But best believe when it's time to pop out, I want to pop out nice and neat. That shit going to be nice and neat. In the words of my guru. My shit mixed like a Drake album. Fuck that. That's what I want. Ask for anything. I want when Don't Made with Love come out, I want my shit mixed like a Drake album.
Oh, our shit gonna be straight.
Like, shit, I want the best of the best. That's what I'm stalling for. I ain't just trying to pop out. Pop out because it's time to pop out. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk about that I got it because I got it. But best believe when it's time to pop out, I want to pop out nice and neat. Our shit gonna be nice and neat. In the words of my guru, get it nice and neat.
You hear me?
You know what I'm saying? Keep it nice and neat. Because I know what I like. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give you what you give you, but we want at least to be pleasant on the ears. You know what I'm saying? Or pleasant on the eyes. I've been in the gym trying to get it together. Not just I want to look better, but I definitely want to stay around. I don't want to get on the camera and get used to all this fun, and then I just drop out all of a sudden because I ain't been taking care of myself. Fuck that.
Talk your shit.
Fuck that, man.
Talk as well.
This divine time and shit. I know you've been waiting, anticipating. But trust me, when the magic come through, the neighborhood love doesn't gonna happen for you. I've been slanging on the back streets. You see what I'm saying? It ain't like I'm just in the house with it. I've been on the back streets with it. But when the nigga go legit.
Ooh-wee.
I'm sounding like a nigga really dropping off. But I'm saying when I go legit, come on now. Bear with me. I ain't gonna forget you, the listeners. I know who been up in here. If you tell me you been up in here, you been up in here.
Right.
So that should tell you enough.
They gonna know.
We gonna know. Because if you know, you know. I got the man with the most understanding here.
You the mogul, you did.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not by myself. I never been by myself. This a wee thing. If I wanted it to be by myself, I would have just been slanging shirts. Tell them about it, cuz.
Come on now.
This shit would have been a shirt thing.
That shit wasn't even for sale.
I know who up in the shoe city right now. You feel me?
That shit wasn't even for sale.
I was looking. I was pretending that my shit was in the shoe city. I was going up to Baltimore in the motherfucking, to the corporate office, pitching my shit. Hey, I was going to the open mics, trying to get next to the who's a who was running for the this and the that in the city of Baltimore. You feel me?
More important.
The love.
More important.
Who had the this and that. This selling, and that. Who was rapping and the. Come selling, on now.
He was selling that message for free.
Come on now.
He was. Which,
but they wanted that for that. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't ready. So the person that's really in there right now, spreading the love and got the clothing aisle in there, that's all good. But this shit is bigger than Nino Brown.
Time.
This shit bigger than Nino Brown. I'm trying to tell you. That shit came from the heart, cuz. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I know exactly where it was coming from.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get in what I fit in right there.
You know what I'm saying? This shit bigger than Nino Brown. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a me thing. This a we thing. I love your whole life. If I wanted to just sell shirts and be up in the limelight, I wouldn't have been doing that. I'm trying to figure out how can I motherfucking goddamn get something going on. I got a wristband or something. I connect a wristband to a card to help homeless people or people who need change, who be begging for change or however, you know how I go. They going to be there. How can they get money? Because sometimes I don't have cash. I don't have cash no more, you know?
Put that QR code on the wristband.
I'm still trying to find solutions like that out here. With the I Love Your Whole Life brand. I got some things I want to do. I ask for anything, you know? How can I serve? Serve. I want to serve. Serve my way into a free and paid and full life, you feel me? If people would pay for motherfuckers to just be wild and rambunctious, you feel me? Pay millions of dollars, billions of dollars for someone to be scheming or pretending. You mean to tell me it ain't a market for somebody like me that wants to spread love, unconditional love for a living?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me it's somebody out there right now that won't fund me to spread love all over the world genuinely in many forms and fashion and mission messages and merchandise?
Pay attention. She's slow walking, y'all. Pay attention.
Come on, man.
Pay attention.
Somebody getting paid to smoke weed all day.
Pay attention.
You mean to tell me somebody won't fund me?
To spread love.
To spread unconditional love all day?
Come on.
And spread these gems and talk that, you know what I'm saying? I just need somebody to invest in me to, you know, invest in me to give up my time to, you know, packing fucking packages for a company.
There you go. Pay attention. Come on.
That's it. That's it. You talking about ask for anything? Can I do that? That's all I ask for. I'm going to utilize that. That's it. I can do it. It's a way. Somebody out there. I don't know her name. I don't know where they from. I don't know what they look like. But I know they out there. Man, they sitting right there. They gonna be listening as soon as I drop this. And they gonna be like, whatever you connected to, gonna benefit from this. That's it.
Free game.
No bull. If we talking about it, if you gonna pray big, be big. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
But that's like logical. Like somebody like pray right big. Now
pray big.
Online talking about the Kardashians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What they doing in court then? Somebody talking. No. This is how real it get. No, for real. This is how real it is. Somebody online right now talking about the Kardashians in court with their son's baby mother who grew up around I'm spreading love around their way. KDY, around Kennedy Street, Northwest. Where she from? Washington, D.C., Black China.
Program.
So ain't nobody gonna pay for me?
Program.
To spread this love all over the world?
It is. They're just in the corners, you know?
But I'm starting in the hood like I'm the neighborhood love dealer. I'm the neighborhood love dealer. I don't care what you associate with the rhythm of the word with. I don't care. That's a rhythm. That's a subconscious rhythm that you got in your mind that make you think that that word means that. But I say neighborhood love dealer. I spread that unconditional love.
It's a dickness. Keep you coming back. It's addicting.
By any means, we gon' elevate.
You did.
It's a powerhouse. You know, you watched Captain Planet.
Won't.
We ain't gonna wrap them up too much. What's up? The man with the most understanding. Close us out.
Hey, we gonna end it like this, man. At the end of the day, focus on what's for you. Don't get too invested in what's not for you. I understand wanting to help others and wanting to support certain situations when people going through certain things, but every battle is not your own. And sometimes you gotta alleviate that, stay in your zone. Stay in your lane. Your lane is the best lane, and your lane is what you make it. That's all it is to it. At the end of the day, it's all about how you move. Simply. We're not saying make it about you. We're not saying come off as arrogant or anything. But love yourself first. And then let that love rub off to everybody else around you. Like we said earlier, it could be certain situations that got you loving yourself a little differently. You gotta start with you. In order to move forward. I love y'all. I love my listeners. I love our listeners. All the followers. From all over the world. Because we're universal. That's what that love do. And I appreciate it. Y'all know what it is. The man with the most understanding. And it's the Dope Made with Love podcast.
Yes, yes. Dope Made with Love podcast. I am your neighborhood love dealer. And I was the man with the most understanding. Shout out to the listeners, man. We're going to keep it consistent, man. If you ain't understand that message, basically, it ain't your assignment. And we out.
We out.